This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the special session ended, the Louisiana Republican Party immediately sent out a press release declaring victory and calling Governor John Bel Edwards defeated.
I don't believe that we have failed. I would question some of their motives rather than my leadership.
So what happens next? Some have suggested the governor could use his line item veto to remove capital outlay projects scheduled for the districts of House members who fought revenue-raising measures.
I don't threaten their capital outlay. That really isn't my style.
But the governor is going after business and industry. Friday, he issued an executive order revamping the industrial tax exemption process.
That whole system is too cumbersome. It doesn't make sense.
Manufacturing concerns apply to the State Board of Commerce and Industry for the exemption from paying local property taxes. Granted for 5 years initially, the exemption is usually automatically renewed for another five.
We're not giving state money away. We're giving local dollars away, which then puts an obligation on us to spend an awful lot of our revenue back with the locals.
A study done by Together Louisiana, released last week, showed the program costs Louisiana nearly $1.7 billion in tax revenue per year. But what about the jobs involved? That same study showed the current public subsidy per job is more than $500,000.
What people need to understand is that it is not even tied to jobs.
The executive order now requires the exemption to be based on job creation or retention and requires pre-approval from local political subdivisions. But don't be surprised if Attorney General Jeff Landry, a Republican, decides to get involved. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.